Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, do we have to watch the UFC? No, you don't, because we got the DNC. Also, as Bernie Sanders pointed out, Hillary Clinton, whether she knew it or not, the DNC rigged the primaries in her favor. Something she hasn't done. And probably never will. There's been posts going around like Michelle Obama talking about how whites are the problem with America. And of course, people put up that Snoop's website and it says false claim. She never said that. Well, listen to the speech. It's implied. She didn't. I mean, it's wrong that they say that she's quoted this thing because I thought she had. And maybe she had somewhere. But the speech says that she has given implies that whites are the problem. I'll get into that because it's Lord help us. Also, there's evidence that there are people being paid to fill seats in the DNC so that it can look full and have all these people supporting Hillary when most of the people are outside protesting that are Bernie Sanders supporters. You know, someone put this on the Facebook. They said, you know, no Facebook political post has changed anyone's mind. That's right, because, you know, if you expose the truth and no one cares, what difference does it make? Really. Also, Cubs and Tigers news, and some MLB news also, and record-breaking deal with Manchester United. After what's gone on, if Jose Mourinho doesn't win the Premier League this year and then the UEFA League Champions next year, or at least get us to the finals with what he spent. Let's get to it, folks. For the word of the Lord holds true. And we can trust everything he does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. Psalms 33:4-5. New Living Translation. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And I always do this once in a while. Probably do it more than normal. But the beginning song is from a group called Blind Divine. It's from their Desire to Destroy album from 2006. It's called Time is on Your Side. Back, if you ever wonder where that song comes from, back in the day when I started doing Blog Talk in 2008, when I did some stuff on like unexplained UFOs, USOs, stuff like that. I did a couple like episodes. You could buy like songs for like $1, $5, $10, and you could use them on your shows. And that was one that was the first one I saw, and I looked through a whole bunch of them. And it was like $1. I'm like, that sounds cool, and I've used it ever since. And I always put their name out there, so you can go check them out. Pretty cool album, actually. But welcome. What a DNC. I'm telling you don't need to watch the UFC. Just watch the DNC. My mom asked me, she goes, well, did you see Hillary Clinton's speech? I'm like, I don't want me and my wife to go to the ER. I don't know. I've seen highlights of it, but because I have to for the program, but it's hard to swallow. Okay. For anyone that's out there, remember this. Does anyone, hopefully you know who Barry Goldwater was. He was a guy who, if he got elected, wanted to resegregate America. What was Hillary Clinton? She was a Goldwater girl. And a Goldwater girl was someone that supported Barry Goldwater for president. She wanted to resegregate America. I'm a conservative. I would have not supported Barry Goldwater because he wanted to resegregate America, and that's not the right thing. But that's Hillary Clinton, you know, I mean. But because I have friends that I don't know if they just do it to have fun or not, because I have a couple friends that if you expose the truth to them and they don't and they still don't believe you, what difference does it make? My taxes have gone through the roof. Oh, but Barack Obama's doing a great job. If Barack Obama or any president was doing a great job, we'd be talking about a $4 Subway footlong. We'd be talking about 5 roast beef sandwiches for $4.95. Not 5 roast beef sandwiches for, it used to be for $5. Then it went to 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5.95. Then it was 4 for 5. Everything is going up in value. You're not going to the grocery store saying, wow, man, what a deal here. I go to the grocery store and I'm like, I remember when I could buy bananas for 19 cents on sale, 29 cents normally. I remember when I could get this for this. Everything is going up. It's called inflation. Like I say millions of times, go into your grandfather's attic. Hopefully you can find some tobacco cards, the baseball cards from like the 1910s, you know, 1909, 1908, they're worth millions because they were very limited production. Hardly any of them survived. And as you go along, just like America, okay, the 20s baseball cards are valuable, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, because most people just, they use them like, they put them in their spokes of their bikes so that they made them sound like bicycles, like motorbikes. And all this stuff. And then in the 70s, people started to take them and put them in sheets. And then in the 80s, people put them in a plastic coated sheet with a glass cover and this and that. And this is UV coated and this is this. And they're mint condition. And then, well, everybody and their mother saved the Mark McGwire rookie card in mint condition. And everyone saved Jose Canseco and everyone saved these cards and those cards. And there were millions of them produced and everyone has them in mint condition. And then they all got busted for steroids and they're worthless, but they weren't that valuable to begin with because they kept printing and printing and printing. The ones from the 1900s are valuable because they're not, they were very limited production. Now it's almost like, you want a Justin Verlander card? I got 70 of them. Gee, here, just take one. If you collect them, here you go. You know, back in the day, it's like, you were like, you got a Mickey Mantle? Wow. It's so hard to get because they didn't make them. Just like the dollar, they keep printing and printing and printing. And what do you think happens when you keep printing and printing and printing and printing and printing money? It's not going to get more valuable the more you print. You're just going to have to take more of it to get the same thing you used to get for a heck of a lot less. Because I have one of my friends, he was talking to me one day and he goes, I know you're good in the heart, man. Because he's very, very Democratic. And I'm like, but the problem I have is if you expose the truth, and like I have a friend in Florida, and this is the truth. Hillary Clinton just accepted $20,000 recently from the KKK. I forget the guy's name, but he was like, I think from North Dakota or whatever. He was like a senator or governor or something, and he was a very high-ranking official. He's like a Imperial Grand Dragon in the KKK. Hillary Clinton considered him a mentor. There's tons of pictures and videos of them together because they were close friends. But you show that to my buddy in Florida, oh, whatever. They don't. And if you expose the truth and it doesn't matter, what difference does it make? If I tell you the truth about what, this is what I see happening. You take what I'm telling you and look it up. Because it seems like all these videos they have where they're trying to bash Trump or videos that are like, how many? They're like from like, one of them, Donald Trump talking to Oprah, like way back in like the very, very beginnings of her talk show. That's so long ago. And then it's, then you listen to the whole content, listen to the whole, don't just take the little sound bites that they use to get their point across. Take and listen to the whole thing and you'll get a different viewpoint. Just like there was a guy that was on Jon Stewart's show that was talking about why you shouldn't increase the minimum wage. And he said, oh, they interview you for like 5 hours and they cut and paste until they get their viewpoint across. They don't want, they can't, if they have to interview me for 5 hours so that they can edit it and cut it and paste it and get me to screw up so that they can get their point across, then what kind of point is it? I'm just saying. Think for yourself. If you want to vote for Hillary, that's great. Know what she stands for. I like Bernie Sanders for one reason. He's always been a I'm a socialist. That's what I am. This is what I want. He's not changed his tone in 60 years since 1960. He hasn't changed what he believes. At least I know I'm going to have a socialist. I know what I'm going to expect. Government, everything. If I want toothpaste, I'm going to have to go to the government to get it. At least he's admitting what he is. Hillary Clinton won't. She'll want that. She'll want to take her. She's not going to. She's going to kiss your butt. And then when she gets in, then she's going to, okay, yep, confiscate the guns. I want to do this. At least I know with Bernie Sanders, I know what I'm going to expect. I don't want a socialist, but at least I know, but at least he's honest. You can't say that about many candidates, but at least with Bernie Sanders, you could say, yep, I'm a socialist. Yep, I am. This is what I want. I want socialism. I'm not going to hide it. You know, all these candidates may act like they want to be very democratic and all this, but deep down, they're going to try to take a share of your money, a share of your privacy. You know, that's how it is. Wow. But when you expose the truth, and it doesn't matter. It's kind of, okay, well, and that's what I try to do. I try to, this is what I see going on. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but, you know, this is what I see. Take it for what it's worth, but I can show you 30 videos of Hillary Clinton at different times saying 100% that she's against gay marriage. Well, now all of a sudden, the gay marriage is a big thing. Cha-ching, oh, she's all for it now. If it means getting votes. I don't know if she's going to do it, but one of my friends that lives in Florida, Tamara Stoltz, a different one, she was going to try to call in, but that was on Thursday at 9. But I think, I don't know, because just so that an FYI, I totally spaced this, but Blog Talk Radio yesterday, without telling any of us, they did a whole site maintenance where they shut the whole site down so no one could use it. It's not me. No one can use it. And they did maintenance and they upgraded and they did a bunch of things. And the hi-fi is one of the new things that they're adding and different stuff that they're doing. And because of that, no one could do a show. I think I checked at like 12:30 and it was still down because they were doing site maintenance. So it's nothing against me. You know, it's nothing I've done. No one could do a show. No one could listen to anything because the whole site was down, and that's, you know, and she was gonna call in last night because she's very, we're great friends. We probably bumped into each other on tour and never knew it because we both saw many dead shows. But she's very, very liberal. She's like, I would do anything for her. She's a great, great, she's on my one hand that I can count someone that I would do anything. She's a great person. And we come together, we try to come together on what we agree, you know, but if we don't agree, we don't harp on it. You know, we agree to disagree on certain things and that's okay. I mean, think about it like this. If cannabis is so bad, why does the government have a patent on it for medical? Put that in your cannabis pipe and smoke it. I mean, that's what pharmaceutical companies do. Okay, we're going to take them. We're going to take them. Alter this by one molecule. It's not really going to change anything, but it's going to be just enough to where we can get a new patent on it. And here's another drug, even though they're trying to do the exact opposite, where they're trying to say, well, here's a steroid chain. And if we can just, we can add stuff to it, and you can add at 75 different points on this molecule chain, and it's not going to change anything about the thing. And it's still going to be a steroid, but it's, since it's not this, which has been banned, guess what? Okay, we're just going to add this molecule here. It's going to be basically the same steroid as this that's banned, but since it's got this molecule here, it's not this molecule, so we can sell it again, and then they would do it, and they just keep beating the system. My point is, how bad is cannabis if they have a patent on it? If they just change something just enough to get a, we'll call it something new, but it's, I think it's Nexium and Prilosec are almost identical. They just changed one little thing on it to where they could get a new patent and market it as a new drug. Because I had one doctor, he goes, well, if you've taken Nexium and Prilosec, basically exactly the same thing. It's all about putting money in their pocket. It's not about you. They don't care about you. It's about putting money in your pocket. That's what Hillary Clinton's about. Hillary Clinton has not once said, you know what? Well, if the DNC did what they did, and they sided and they did stuff to ensure that I had an edge to where it was virtually impossible for me not to get the nomination, I want to halt and let's have a contested election because maybe Bernie Sanders should have won. She hasn't sat there and said, wait a minute. No, she's like, yeah, I'm taking the nomination. She hasn't like down. She hasn't sat there and said, wait a minute, this is wrong. No. She hasn't sat there and like condemned what the DNC did. She's like, amen. Thank you, DNC, cha-ching. All right, man. Thank you, DNC, for helping me out. So I got the nomination. Oh, Bernie Sanders, here's a plane. It's a consolation prize. Have a plane. Don't worry. You know, I'm a public servant, but I got $200 million net worth. She's not condemning what they did. She didn't sit there, okay, let's have a contested election, folks. Bernie Sanders probably should have won this, and let's let the states decide. Because I honestly think if they had a contested election at the DNC and it decided there, I think Bernie Sanders would have had it. There's a guy that's actually come out that said that when he left to go to the bathroom, somebody was in his seat, and he believes that the DNC was paying people to fill the seats because there was hardly anyone there with all the Bernie Sanders people left. They need to have someone in the seats that's going to be cheering for Hillary. And they believe that a lot of those people in those seats were just people being paid because they're trying to make the Democratic Party look like they have unity when they're so far from united, it's not even funny. Praising that. We need to come together as a nation. We don't need falling apart in anything. I think finally Democrats are waking up and seeing what we've been going through and all this, all the BS that goes on. Like I told you about, I think a year ago, when they had, it was on Fox News, when they said, well, Barack Obama has played more golf than anyone in history. And this Democratic person goes, well, when Bush was in office, he did this and this and this. And the whole time I'm like, well, what makes that right? If you're going to pull up all this stuff about what George Bush did, you should be saying, well, you should be condemning what Obama's doing. Well, he shouldn't be playing golf more than anyone. He should be doing his job as president. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I've said that many times. You watch these shows and they go back and forth. Well, this is what Hillary Clinton did. Well, this is what Trump did. Well, this is what Hillary did. Well, okay, when is someone going to say, well, they're both wrong? How do two wrongs make a right? For everything you can say wrong about Hillary Clinton, you could probably find something bad about Trump, but then you have to look at the whole context. Because half the times when you find I never attended Trump University, so I have no idea if it's. I've had people say, "Oh, it was a great thing," and other people said, "Oh, it was just a big scam." So I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't use the university. But when you take little sound bites, and you, well, this Trump said this. Well, okay, that's like an 88 when he said that, and you didn't. You just got a sound bite, not the whole. Not like the five sentences before and the five sentences after and the whole context of the story, so you know what's going on. I mean, I guess what I see in this world is they want to hold someone like Trump to things he said 35 years ago, but Hillary Clinton could say something yesterday and today, oh, she can change her mind. You know, she might have been against gay marriage for all these years, but now that blacks are a vital vote, she supports them because she knows they aren't gonna look, they're not gonna think for themselves. Hillary Clinton relies on the people that are just dumb enough to go to work, do the job, come home, not realize that they're getting bleeped in the bleep, getting screwed in the wherever you want to call it. That she's taking your money. Hillary Clinton's type of government is the guy that walks up to you that greets you and shakes your hand and how you doing and talks to you. And when he walks away, you realize you don't have your watch, you don't have your wallet, your keys are missing. And when you go out there, your car is gone and your bank account's cleaned out. As I'm wrapping this little segment up, if you expose all these things and no one cares, what difference does it make? I always joke that I have friends that I can have, okay, come into the room. There's a dead Bigfoot. This is real. We got a pathologist. We got the person that performed the autopsy. We got DNA evidence, everything. No, they still wouldn't believe you. I guess, I've always been that, okay, political type guy. I've always loved the elections. I've always wondered, okay, this is my money that they're taking. What are they doing with it? You know, like I said the other day, I said, make a line and in the middle, take a 10-foot line and in the middle of it, draw a line in the dead center. Dead center is the Constitution. Very far right at the end of the line is no government, no police, no nothing. You do whatever you want. Far left is in North Korea. Where do you want to be on that line? Where do you want to be? You know, our forefathers didn't do this. You know, like Kennedy, he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Not the other way around. The forefathers didn't come here. Okay, well, buddy, you better start building this governmental building because we need some money. We need to help, you know. No, they did it themselves. Sink or swim. They came here sink or swim. You know, you either build this house and you grow some vegetables or you don't eat. You have no place to live. Now it's like, I got a phone. He gave me a phone. The government gave me all this stuff. Yep, well, that Tyson farmer gave that chicken all kinds of food. I'm a Tyson chicken. He's giving me all this food. They're putting oregano in the water, so it's antimicrobial, so I'm healthier. Oh, wait a minute here. What's this? They're loading me on. I'm on a truck. What am I doing? What's this? What's this slaughterhouse? Oh, there's my cousin. He's frozen. The chickens would probably be doing a little bit careful stepping, like I've said a million times, if they knew what happened at the end of getting all that food from the farmer that works for Purdue or Tyson. Yeah, all this free food. Well, guess what? In the end, you get your head chopped off and you're a bucket of KFC chicken. Oh, but all these people and all this free government stuff. Oh, yeah, I want all this free stuff. The government's going to give me all this stuff. Well, someone's got to pay for it. Someone's got to pay for it. It's not, nothing's free. It's like these colleges that are very, very democratic and all this stuff, and then they spend millions of dollars hiring people to speak. Well, we can't take the money away from the students, the hardworking students that pay a lot of money to come here. Well, yep, well, you know that big chunk of your tuition went to pay this guy $300,000 to speak. Don't get it. And it's great because I love watching these videos on YouTube where there's a couple guys I watch that are black. And because there was a thing that I want to get into where Michelle Obama's like, well, whites are the problem in America. And when you look it up, it's supposedly false. Well, technically, I thought Michelle Obama said that. But even if she didn't say that verbatim, she does imply it. See, when I go to all these galas and balls, I'm always seen by everybody that I'm the help. That I couldn't actually be one attending this. I have to be the one that's the slave serving everyone. Can I get you more water? Because, see, since I'm black, I can't actually be the one attending a million-dollar gala. But, you know, Magic Johnson could, you know, Michael Jordan could. Will Smith could, Prince could have when he was alive. You know, this white privilege. I want to know where this white privilege paved with gold, where that road is, because I want to find it, because I want to take a jackhammer and chisel up some of that gold. I'd love to know where this white privilege road is, because I have to earn what I have. But it's a good feeling pulling out a guitar that you know you paid for and you can play it. And you want to take care of it because you paid for it. It's yours. You earned it. It wasn't just handed to you. But there's a guy that's like, you know, we need to quit blaming whites for black America. He goes, I went to jail. I did this. I did it. Me. You don't, you know, oh, these jails are built for black people. You don't cause any crimes, you won't be here. And I post that to one of my friends because he don't, like, if you're not going to listen to me, here's someone you can listen to. Because it's the truth. You stop calling me white and I'll stop calling you Native American or black or whatever. You know? All I ever hear is, well, America has come far since the civil rights movement, but America has so far to go. We still have so many problems in this country. Once you leave here, most of America will not be seeing you in your cap and gown. They'll be seeing you as the black thug they think you are. They're going to run from you because that's what people do. No, I've seen some creepy white dudes that I've run from, and I'm white. White people aren't just like looking at every black in stereotypical fashion. And vice versa. I don't look at every white person and say, oh, there's some, I don't go to West Virginia or Kentucky or Tennessee. There's some redneck moonshining guy that's probably his mother's, his sister, and his sister is his aunt, and I don't do that. We don't, the majority of America doesn't do that. Is there racism in America? Sure. Not to the extreme that they try to push. That's why for a long time, I'm glad a lot of people didn't watch the mainstream media. Because when they tried to push all that Tea Party is still racist, no one was buying it because no one was watching it. That's why I think they started this Black Lives Matter movement. Because if no one's, if we can't get through to them on TV, let's do it in real life. And I truly believe that. I support the Bernie Sanders protesters in the fact that they got cheated, in my opinion. He possibly could have had the nomination. We'll never know because she's got it. And who knows how rigged it was in favor of Hillary. The Republicans can't favor any candidate, just like the Libertarian Party can't favor a candidate, or the Democrats cannot favor a candidate. I think it's a good thing, as long as it doesn't get out of hand, that people are starting to, it's nice to see Democrats wake up and the lady on Fox News goes, you know what, I'm 60 years old and I've always voted Democrat, and I think this will be the first time I'm going to do whatever I can to ensure Hillary doesn't get elected. And I hope that wakes people up to realize that, guess what, all you people that thought that, oh, these wonderful Democrats and these evil, greedy Republicans, maybe they're waking up to realize, hey, they're both screwing you. But to think that they've paid people to fill seats in the DNC, really, to make it, I wonder if they didn't do that, how many people would have been there if the DNC would have been like half full, because they didn't want to. Because guess what? We're not supporting Hillary. So, you know, I wonder how full it would have been if they wouldn't have, if it's true. We don't know it. This is just what this guy saw and what he believed was going on. Because when he tried to go back to his seat, nope, they wouldn't let him back. Because he thinks that they didn't want to have people, you know, moving seats, moving around, because it would look bad in the cameras. Even though half the time you see a speech, all you see is the camera on the candidate. But I kind of feel the DNC this week was sort of like North Korea, where they tried to make them look like, where they edit and they cut and paste and they do all this stuff and Photoshop all these videos and images to make themselves look better than they really are. And I think that's what the DNC is trying to do. They're trying to make themselves look unified when they're really falling apart. But I think it's good that we're getting at least a sector of people to wake up. Maybe they'll get it. I don't know, but it's worth a shot. You know, we got to come together as a nation. I know who I'm voting for in November, Jesus Christ, because he's what's going to save this country. All fall short of the glory of God. He is the one that will save us. We got to come together as a nation of believers. You know? It's just how I feel, you know? I just don't... We can't let this media or certain people try to change what's true. We gotta educate people. That's why I try to do this show, to educate people and say, hey, this is what's going on. I don't care what you believe, but this is so that you know. This is who she is. If you still want to vote for her knowing that she was a Galway girl and that she just accepted $20,000 from the KKK and all the stuff, look it up. Make your own choice. If this is, you know, I remember I looked one time, because I'm a billionaire, you know. And I was, when I was looking at getting a place one time, oh, they have a program where, like, if you make under this amount of money, like 27,000, I think, or 26,000, you can actually, guess what? You can get rent for this price. I'm like, okay, cool. And when I talked to a couple people, well, you making that kind of money, I wouldn't be comfortable you paying that much in rent. Well, any more than this, and I get penalized. It's like a government thing. It's like an Indiana-like thing to help with assisted living. And I remember, so this is the max I can make from the government before I get penalized. Any more than this, but I should make more than what the government says the max is for what I'm going to pay for rent. I should be making probably $2,000 or $3,000 more because I won't be able to make it. And then I remember, well, when I looked into it, like Glenn Beck said, when Lyndon B. Johnson started the war on poverty, rates were going down, not up. And I felt like it's almost like cigarettes. Well, you take one, these aren't bad, these are great. But then once you can't quit because you get addicted, then you're screwed. Well, this ain't too bad. I'm getting a deal on rent. But then when you realize, well, I really need to be making more money than this maximum in order to justify paying this much in rent. But then I can't do that because I'll get penalized and I'll have to owe all this. Well, you're getting $150 a month rent or $200 rent discount. So now you're going to have to pay back that $200 every month. And well, I don't have $1,000 to give. Well, sorry. You know, I felt like I was, well, that's a government program. What was going to entrap me? Because I should be making more money for that type of rent. But you can't make more because the government sets them, or the state set how much you can make. It's a trap. You should be saying, okay, how can I do this? How can I help my neighbor? How can we come together as a community, as a nation? How can I help myself, not the government? You know? How can I? And that's what I try to do. How can I educate people? It's like when they tried to pass net neutrality, if you said, what we're basically going to do is we're going to have the ability to shut down the internet if we feel just, or if you guys are trying to come together in support of overthrowing the government and getting like Tea Party conservative values in here, like we did against England and with the Revolutionary War, you know, because we didn't want to pay the king tax and we wanted to believe in Jesus the way we wanted to. Okay, we're going to shut down these communication media so that people can't talk to each other. If they said that, people wouldn't vote for it. Well, how can we write this stuff so that people will vote? How can Hillary Clinton say what she wants to say so that people will vote for her? Not necessarily write her, not, you know. And that's what they do. How can I make it look good? How can I make it look good so you'll vote for it? But deep down, you know, oh, well, this gun law is only going to, it's just going to make the gun, it's going to make it, there's going to be more background checks. Well, okay, that sounds great. Well, yeah, there were two people that were shot. So we need that law, those background checks didn't work. So let's add to the law. And before you know it, you don't got no right. You ain't got nothing. That's what they want to do. And I guess this program is because of what's going on at the DNC. I've always tried to wake people up. And this is what's going on. Open your eyes. But I have friends that I've opened their eyes and they're like, oh, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. La 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 la. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't want to hear it. La 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 la. Leave me alone, la 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 la, Hillary Clinton, I don't care, la la la, she's my candidate, whatever, leave me alone, I don't care, I don't want to know anything, I don't, whatever, I don't care, just leave me alone, Hillary Clinton, la 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 la, they don't want to know anything. All they're going to do is vote for Hillary, they don't care what she stands for, they don't care what she believes, what she's going to do. She could go on live TV saying that she was going to kill you, whatever, that's a lie, la la la, I don't care, shut up, leave me alone, I'm voting for her. And that's That's what's wrong with this country. You can't fix stupid. And when I mean stupid, these people that, well, Kim Jong-un is the greatest, and congratulations on your hydrogen bomb test. When are you going to set one off in America? I really want to see that thing. Can I be right there when they set it off? And that there are people out there like that. I think it was actually the InfoWars that went around and got people to ban H2O. Okay, enough of that, folks. I don't know if you actually saw this. I want to get into this really quick. Over in onlookers are stunned in Nevada, Utah, and all across California when they saw a streak of light that basically goes parallel. If you were to see like a meteor fall and you see all like this, like the individual, like space, you know, parts of the meteor or whatever, you know, trailing behind it, that's what it looks like. And it's going very slow, and no one can explain it. They don't know what it is. And hopefully somebody will be able to say, yeah, it was this or whatever, you know, it was whatever. But normally if you look at like a meteor, like a falling star or something, it comes into the atmosphere, usually it's going on a downward directory, not like it's going left to right, more like up and down. But it's just really interesting because there's a bunch of videos online trying, you know, and I have not heard if they've found out what it is. I'm thinking it's some sort of space debris stuff, but then the accounts of people seeing it from one part to another, and it was going very slow and whatever, who knows? Because a couple videos I've seen, well, it's got to be a plane. No, I can see that there's no plane there. There's no wings. I don't know what it is, so who knows? It's just kind of, I'm always into that stuff. Just it's neat to see what it is and try to figure it out, you know? Because there's so many videos that it's not like someone took and did CGI, you know, computer-generated imagery. So, you know, it's not that, but it's just kind of neat. But I just wanted to throw that in there, you know. I think I'm always fascinated by things like that, like where there's images where I like the older images before like computers and stuff, where, okay, this image can't be faked. It'd be hard for it, you know. And you can actually look at a negative and say, well, it wasn't double exposure, it wasn't this, you know. But yeah, those are kind of cool. And I just want to update on this because it's been a while since I've talked about the support group. I don't mention any names or anybody out of privacy and everything, because like I always say in my support group, basically people that read the stuff know that other people that are reading it are going through the same things. And if you're new to the program, if you don't know, I have a metabolic type muscular myopathy. I have basically a myopathy for short. Everybody's body has enzymes and different proteins and stuff in their body, kind of like a gas station. And when people start going and doing, their body says, okay, need more gas. And they pull over to the gas station and they check the oil and they transmission fluid and all this. My body don't do that. So as I'm going, my body's like, okay, I'm out of gas, I'm out of transmission fluid, I got no oil, I got no this, and my body doesn't replenish it. Or if it does, okay, here's 2 drops of oil, 2 drops of transmission fluid, and 2 drops of gasoline. Well, it's not enough to do anything. And basically, I, you know, for every 2 drops I put in my body, let's say, in the car, the hypothetical car, the car uses like 1,000, you know, and I'm in pain almost, well, pretty much every day. And, you know, and I struggle with stuff. And I started it basically because I wanted help. Help, help, help. I need it, you know. Me, 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 me. But God had other plans. And there's 199 in there. And it's amazing when you have 2 people that are from like Turkey or Israel or whatever. I don't, you know, out of respect, I don't tell people, I'm not saying where they're exactly from or whatever, just because privacy of these people and stuff. And unless they've given me their permission, you know. But when you have 2 people, let's say from Indiana, that can talk and, hey, I have a heart, You have no idea in my country how hard it is to find a doctor. And, you know, we, and they, it's like, this means the world that I found someone that I can relate to. And, you know, and I have several friends that are, that I'm friends with that are on my support group. And, you know, and we can just relate so much. Okay. Well, I got to make sure that, okay, if I'm going to do this, like my muscular dystrophy doctor said, he goes, don't be afraid to do stuff you want to do, but just know that the next day you're probably not going to be able to get out of bed. Because we went up and went to a wedding this weekend, and, you know, and after bowling, I'm like, okay, I had to recoup the next day from bowling 3 games. I did beat my wife 2 of the 3 games, but my wife was amazing, though. My wife is good. But it's not about beating, you know. It's about having fun. And then, because like that day, the Brickyard was going on, and there was like, I think at this Airway Lanes, they have like an area of like 10 lanes that you can reserve for like private parties and stuff. And I saw the Brickyard through there, and it's just sad when you see like a whole section of seats. And that whole section of seats has an advertisement thing over it because there were no tickets bought. But it's, my wife feels so bad because we didn't go to the Brickyard. I'm like, well, honey, my life is you also now. And her family just accepts me more and you have no idea. One of my good friends is making, my wife's dad, as she calls him, not biologically, but someone that's been there spiritually. He made us a table for a wedding, a penny table. And he's been wanting to do one with bottle caps. And he's been saving them, and he wants to get a whole bunch of them. That way he can make a design and go through it. Nah, and he can like maybe take pictures of it and then sit there and, okay, let's try this, and then come up with a cool design. And one of my family members in Michigan, she, a listener of my program, she's like, Dark Horse Brewery in Marshall, Michigan, I can get you all the bottle caps you want. So she's sending me a whole bunch. That is God blessing me. And I think that's just amazing. That's the kind of family my wife Melissa's is. They do for everybody. You know, just like this nation should be. We should be doing for everyone. Quit playing the blame game. You know, but with going back to the support group, you know, it's just hard to believe how big it's gotten. And, you know, and it's just nice to know that you can go on there and we can vent, and this is what's going on in my life. You know, this is how I'm doing. Or has anyone had this? You know, I'm having this test done because, you know, different things. And like, I've had a, like, I'm glad they didn't have a watch this calm your fears video about a muscle biopsy, because I would have been new. I'm glad I didn't know what I was going to, because when they strap you down and they say, okay, and they Novocaine the skin to cut the skin open, but they can't. Now, this is one thing I don't understand, because like the 3 doctors I talked to said they can't numb the muscle tissue because it's going to alter the reading of the muscle. And I've known people that said, oh, I was put out for it. They actually IV'd me and sedated me to where I was unconscious when they did the muscle biopsy. I'm like, dude, I was alive when they, I was awake when they cut my muscle. And I'm like, think you're in Paris. I'm like, nope. He goes, it's going to pinch. Ah, I can't say the words I was using. I'm surprised my mom didn't hear me, because I was screaming. And even when my mom was taking me home in the car, I would be like half asleep. And all of a sudden, because I was freaking out because I thought I was getting snipped again. But that's, I'm telling you that because that's my thing. But I can talk about that on the support group and know that someone on the other side has been there and done that. You know, I can talk about things that I deal with on a daily basis that people can relate to. And I did it for my own, like, not like prideful, but more like, I need this. Me. And to think that now there are so many people that are, you have no idea what it means to meet other people that deal with the same. Because I was told there's no support group. I'm like, well, why can't we come together? Just like a nation needs to come together. Why can't we come together on what we have in common instead of, well, you have a amyotrophic myopathy where you have a, you know, a metabolic myopathy and you have this. And why can't we come together on what we have in common and what we deal with? Because, and it's been a success. I mean, a sad success, because I don't want anyone to be a part of the support group. I wish we didn't have to have it, but since we deal with these things, it's a comfort for us to be able to vent and blow steam or whatever. You know, and it's just, yes. And if you know anyone that is a part that has an issue with the myopathy, look me up, Kyle Wolcott on Facebook, and I will, and I can talk to him and get him in, you know, whatever. It's a group you don't want to belong to, but it's comforting to know that there's people that, you know, if you can type or put a video, whatever, I'll listen. You know, it's an open, sometimes all you need is just an open ear, you know, whatever. Now, on to the wonderful world of the baseball real quick, because I was so excited, because here we go, the Cubs. Dominant. Now they're playing 500 baseball. But then the Nationals are about the same way. They're playing. No one is really dominating, because if you go to the National League, you know, the Nationals are in first in the East, and in the Central, it's the Cubs, and in the West, it's the Giants. But they're all about 500 baseball. They're not, okay, well, how can you beat this? You know, there's teams like the Cubs will lose to a team that they should blow out of the water. They should blow this team out of the water and they'll lose, but then they'll win to a team they should lose to. And, you know, because I think Cardinals are a decent team, and it's just, I mean, same thing if you go to the AL, you know. You got the Orioles in the East, Indians in the Central, and Rangers in the West. But the Tigers aren't that far behind. But then there are times that, like, okay, the Twins are not that great of a team. But then the Tigers can't beat them. But then there's times where they'll take on, like, the Indians and they'll win. I don't get it, you know. I don't know. It's just been, like, the Cubs, to me, are the shock team that I thought, okay, look at how good they're doing. Keep it going. I mean, it probably couldn't last forever, but still, I mean, now they're, like, at 500 baseball, because I have a bunch of friends at work that are huge Cubs fans. Man, they were doing so great. I mean, I still think they have a shot at winning. Like, at least going I think they can make it to the World Series. I think they've, because though they're playing about 500 baseball, they're still at the top and they're still doing amazing things. But at the same time, I just hope it stays, because they're a Cinderella story that this country needs right now. I think the world would stop if they won the World Series. You know? The elections, oh, we forgot to vote, man. The Cubs won the World Series. Wow. That'd be cool to see the Cubs win the World Series. Now I'm going to move over to, hard to believe, it's pretty close to the start of the English Premier League season in about a month or so, month and a half. This is what gets me. When Alex Ferguson was there and stuff, Chicharito got some playing time, Javier Hernandez, and, you know, and when Louis Van Gaal was there, I love Javier Hernandez, Chicharito. Nope, got rid of him. Incredible player. What are you doing? Well, in 2012, Paul Pagoda, Manchester United sells for $1 million. They get rid of him. Alex Ferguson does. Really? Well, they just reacquired him for, he is the highest paid football player in the world. Paul Pagoda, the midfielder from Juventus, an Italian club, was just bought by Manchester United for a reported $290,000 a week for 5 years. £100 million contract. £290,000 a week for 5 years. He's incredible. And there's buzz amongst some Manchester United blogs and, you know, Facebook and other things that I've been reading. And they're like, well, with what Jose Mourinho is doing, if we aren't first in the Premier League, something's wrong for what he's spent and the players he has. But then I look at Louis van Gaal. He had great players. I don't know what happened. But if you look at the NBA, you can get some of the greatest players in the world, but when you put them together, they may be great players, but when you try to put them together, they can't play together. But he is going down as the highest paid player. Okay, so there's a £99 million difference between what they paid to get rid of him to what it paid to bring him back. You could have kept him on the bench. Well, enough is said. I just hope he does what he's worth. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Mourinho, but he's our manager, and I will support him and wish the team the best. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, and I can't wait because I think it's the 5th is my wife's birthday. She'll be 39 again, I think, or is it 29 again or 19 again, something like that. She never gets older. She just gets, well, she gets more beautiful as the days go on and on. You know, lucky me, because most people, you know, God gives her the grace and the beauty. So gotta give. It's just one of those things that I'm so blessed to get. And I'm gonna do some stuff for her birthday and spoil her like the princess she is. But you know, that's what I do. That's what I get to do. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to believe in God. I don't have to be a good person. I don't have to hold the door for anyone. I don't have to do the support group. I don't have to listen to people. I get to do it. And it's a privilege and an honor. You know, we don't have to come together as a nation, but we need to. I just hope that what's gone on this week has woken people up to see what's really going on. So, thank you all for tuning in. And with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next week, good night and God bless.